Which way will the country go? Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's the question President Biden is asking during a virtual forum with Democratic governors on abortion as he looks ahead to the midterms.
The choice is clear. We either elect federal senators and representatives who will codify Roe, or Republicans who will elect the House and Senate who will try to ban abortions nationwide.
He says the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule shouldn't stand in the way of making abortion access a federal law, but he admits he's two Democrats shy of the votes needed to make an exception to that rule as he continues to slam the Supreme Court's conservative majority for overturning Roe versus Wade.
And I share the public outrage at this extremist court that's committed to moving America backward.
A warning again that other privacy rights may be in jeopardy. For now, court fights continue over state efforts to either ban abortion or expand access. Attorneys for R&B star R. Kelly say New York prison officials are violating his constitutional rights by keeping him on suicide watch after his 30-year prison sentence yesterday for sex trafficking. The defense says he's not suicidal, that the move was punitive, and that they're filing an emergency motion over this in court. It's even more crowded than before the pandemic at some airports, with 17% more TSA screenings yesterday than the Friday before 4th of July in 2019. But getting anywhere may be more challenging.
We were here past midnight, and we just went through all kinds of really a lot of hassles. It was horrendous. It was really bad.
He's at New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport. Staffing shortages still getting most of the blame. AAA expects record car travel this holiday weekend, even with gas prices still around $5 a gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Monkeypox cases are still on the rise in both Europe and the U.S., and the Biden administration is adding millions of vaccines to the national stockpile.
Health and Human Services says they've ordered 2.5 million doses of Bavarian Nordic's Jynneos vaccine. This is one of two FDA-approved vaccines for smallpox, and HHS says this addition to the strategic national stockpile coming later this year and into next will mean 4 million vaccines are readily available to treat monkeypox. But HHS also notes they have 100 million doses of the ACAM2000 vaccine. While that is approved for smallpox, HHS says the CDC currently has an expanded access investigation drug protocol allowing it to be used for monkeypox. So far, the CDC says only 350 Americans have monkeypox, primarily gay men, but health officials say cases have tripled in Europe over the past 2 weeks. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Charges filed against a Michigan man over the Capitol riot.
27-year-old Luke Lins arrested in Traverse City and charged with civil disorder, a felony, and misdemeanor counts, alleging he was involved in a confrontation with law enforcement at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. No word if Lynch has an attorney. His arrest follows that of Ryan Kelly in Michigan, a leading Republican candidate for governor there, who says he was just a protester and not inside the Capitol that day, blaming his arrest on politics.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. More than 800 people have been arrested in nearly all 50 states in connection with the riot, most on misdemeanor counts. Police in Arizona investigating a suspected case of drug tampering after someone got sick from an over-the-counter Equate brand laxative purchased at a Walmart in Scottsdale. Now police think the pills were a prescription-only antidepressant, and the box had been taped shut. A similar box was found on the store shelf and removed Lab tests continue. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a late rally. The Dow's now up 103 points after an earlier triple-digit tumble. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.